You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about anything and everything in this wild and wacky world. I'm Chad, coming to you from Zeus's Treehouse. And before I introduce my co-host, we have to play everyone's favorite game show, What's the Password? Alright, Contestant Gamma, what is this week's password?
Password!
This week's password is password? Wow, security is really going down here. Alright, let's go with it. Judges! Man, they're just letting anybody in here now. He's my co-host, he's to my left, it's Diesel.
I mean, Zeus is still all pooped out from the Super Bowl party on Sunday, so...
I mean, there was a lot of people for him to be, you know, very excited about.
And so, yeah, so he just kind of decided to take it easy today with his password.
Apparently. All right, well, I guess that leads us right into our first segment, which is... How's your week been, buddy?
My week has been pretty damn good, actually. Went on my trip over the weekend... We hit up the... Are you timing this now?
What?
Oh, yes. Well, we went on our trip. We started out in Indiana, and we went to the dunes. There was no snow, so no snowshoes.
That's unfortunate.
It's okay. It was probably better off that way. But we got there. It was at the Indiana State Dunes National Park. And you could walk right up to the lake, and I did, and I touched it. Just see how cold the water was. It was pretty cold. We walked across the shoreline, and then walked up some dunes. We found this, lookout tower, and we climbed all the way to the top of that. It was pretty cool. I ran down one of the dunes. It was a pretty long run, and I almost, biffed it a couple times on the way down, but I didn't. And I still wore my snow boots, though, because I wasn't getting sand in my shoes. It's never coming out.
Smart play. Sand gets everywhere.
So, I mean, it was a good time walking around the dunes in the sand and looking around at all the areas that were closed off for the season because they have, a bunch of, beach change areas and stuff like that. And they have abandoned, houses and shacks over there, too. And found this parking lot where, it was built as a parking lot. You can still see the lines, but it's just... covered in sand, and I go, this is where Mother Ninja said, F your parking lot! And she sure did.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty fun. We got to Michigan a couple hours later. Forgot about the time change because we were going to stop at a place that closed at 6.
Nice.
And we're like, what's going on? It's 5:08.
No, it's 6:08.
Yeah. And so we hit that up.
It's weird how close Michigan is to us that the time change happens right there.
Yeah, it's literally right over the border, too, because in Indiana it was still central time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, we went to our hotel and we, got in the parking lot and we're like, yeah, we're not staying here. Because this was a place where you would take your hooker or you go shoot up some heroin. And we were trying to go, semi-cheap, but I think we went a little too cheap on this one. So we paid the cancellation fee because it was worth it.
Yeah, in that situation, definitely paid the cancellation fee.
And we found a really nice place off of Lake Michigan, and there was a couple cancellations because everything was booked this weekend because of the Icebreakers Festival. There was a couple cancellations, so we got a nice room with king-size bed and a little kitchenette area, and it was under $400 for 4 days, 3 nights. It wasn't too bad, and it was in walking distance of everything in town, and... the bar, the South Haven Brew Pub. If you ever go to South Haven, go to the South Haven Brew Pub.
Really?
It is really, really good. They got good burgers. They got good apps. They got good drinks. It might be a little expensive, but it's a tourist town. And that's what it's like in tourist towns. There was no snow on the ground there either, which was kind of interesting. But we had a good time Thursday night. Friday, we spent the whole day in Kalamazoo. Emily got her tattoo of a goldfish.
Kalamazoo.
And it took her like 2 hours and 15 minutes, like, getting tattooed. And I sat there and I watched the entire process. It was pretty cool to actually, like, sit up close and watch it actually happen. Like, from putting the, like, stencil or whatever on her to actually being under the needle and stuff like that. That was pretty cool. And we ended up going to a couple shops. Went to this candy and soda shop. And I got my goal was to get some cranberry soda. They didn't have any cranberry soda. Like, so I know what my new mission in life is.
To get cranberry soda?
No. To create a line of cranberry soda. So obviously, they're not selling it. So
there has to be a cranberry soda.
They have a cranberry Sierra Mist and Sprite during, like,
the holiday season. Yeah, well, it's during Christmas
morning. No, it's, like, gone by Christmas. Like, it starts out, like, end of October, and then it's only limited stock, and then they run out by Christmas, and they're done.
Yeah, I feel like the first time when they first introduced it, though, was during the Christmas season.
Maybe it's longer, but, like, lately, last couple years, they've been...
People love that shit. It's delicious. Really good. It's delicious.
But they did have...
Especially with a little vodka.
They had a cran cherry Spreckers. So I'm like, Spreckers, I'm going to get it. And it wasn't that bad. It would have been better if it was just cranberry. But it wasn't bad. I liked it. I got this little, like, bag that $7.99, and you can fill up all the candy you want in it, and... So I did, and, like, I got a lot of stuff, like, more stuff than I needed to get. So I go to pay for it, and the lady's like, no, there's still room in that bag. She's like, you go back and you fill that till there's no space. I'm like, I don't need any more sugar, like, please just let me buy it. She's like, no, it's $7.99 either way. You go back and you fill up that damn bag. I'm like, whoa. So I'm like,
I love this lady.
So I went back.
If I wasn't engaged to Allison, I would go find this lady and I would get married to her.
Filled it up with some more of the Tootsie, like, fruit ones.
Oh, those are the fruities, man? Yeah, those are delicious.
And some, like, Smarties and some Airheads and, like, yeah, just... And I filled it up, and, like, there was no space left in this bag. She's like, that's more like it. And then I'm sitting at
the... Now I really want some freaking candy. I almost dropped an F-bomb. Should have brought
some over.
You should have. I almost dropped an F-bomb this early in the show as well.
So then, like, I was paying for my stuff, and there was, like, a little, like magnets attached to the register. And I had this John Cena magnet.
Do-do-do-do.
And it was him doing the You Can't See Me thing. It's like, cartoon-ish John Cena. And I'm like, how much is that magnet? And I pull it off, it was $9. I'm like, I'm buying it, I gotta buy it. Like, I've never seen this magnet before, I'll never see it again. I need this magnet, so yep. I bought it. Magnets are cool. It's on my fridge now. And it's holding up, I think it's actually holding up your save the date. Whatever you gave me, the announcement, your wedding announcement.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, because our save the dates are magnets themselves, so that would be illogical.
But, you know what I'm talking about. Yep. Like, they got so many, like, save the dates and stuff on her refrigerator. But anyway, so then, after that, I cut my finger on some glass that I found in my pocket. Thank you, ICW.
ICW Milwaukee, baby, all the way.
Also, we were driving down streets of Kalamazoo, and there was this sign in the window that said, something about, hi Danny, nice to see you. I'm like, how the hell did they know I was coming? Like, it was weird. And so
creepy.
We obviously took a picture, like, underneath the window, and we took, like, a little video where I, like, look up and I'm like, how the hell I was coming? And I just walked away. It was actually pretty fun.
Hilarious.
And we went to a cat cafe.
Nice.
This was probably one of my favorite, like, parts of the entire weekend.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by this.
It was $12, and, like, then you got, like, all you want. Like, they had, like, snack food, so, like, all you wanted to eat, like, chips, and you could get coffee or soda. Like, yeah. You just pull it out of the fridge if you wanted. They had 41 cats. All of them were up for adoption, and, like, you just play with them, and... Like, I'll sit on the floor, and they come up to me and, like, sit in my lap. I'm telling Emily beforehand that, like, cats love me. And, yeah, it was proof. And
proof positive, baby.
And, like, Emily was still kind of feeling, like, weird after her tattoo because it was, like, it took a lot out of her. But, like, this really, like, perked her up. And, like, she was playing with the cats. And, like, they had this giant, like, was almost like a hamster wheel, but for cats. And Emily got one of the cats to start running on it. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. It was hilarious. We spent probably an hour there. Then Saturday was the Icebreakers Festival. We started out early. We went and got some s'mores because the Boy Scouts were like cooking s'mores right in the middle of town. Had a big like fire pit going.
How could I have some more if I haven't had any?
Right. And so like they asked us, do you want to cook your own or do you want us to cook them for you? And I was like, of course we want you to cook them for us because we're paying you.
Yeah, like, that's exactly
so,
what I was
at. So this like, kid I'm looks lazy. At her and he goes, I'm not very good at this. And she goes, so? And so yeah, he burnt the shit out of her marshmallow. My s'more was perfectly cooked by the other Boy Scout. He did a good job.
Nice. You picked the right one.
I did. And we ended up, like, we tried curling.
Nice.
We went to the ice rink and tried curling. And every time that I would, like, push off on the little block thing, like, I would get a good distance, I'd throw the stone, and then I'd end up on my face. Because I'm not good at sliding on ice.
Is that how you screwed yourself up?
Not at that moment, but it was during curling.
Nice.
So after, like, because they gave you a lesson on how to play, and, like, basically the lesson was just how to throw the stone.
I feel like I'd be really good at curling.
Like, if you're good at sliding...
I am really good at sliding.
Fun, like, but I'm not, like...
And I'm really good on ice.
Like, I'm good, like, usually standing straight up on ice and stuff like that, but, like, not in this situation where I'm, like, kneeling and, like, I don't know.
I'd have been good at
it. I'm top heavy. So, like, I was falling forward when I was sliding. So, anyway, so then after you learn to play curling, you...
learn to play curling.
You, they make you play a game with other people that also learned. And so, I was doing the sweeping. And these...
Oh, God.
...effing stones, they go really fast. So, I was trying to keep up with this stone. I was doing a pretty good job until I slipped really bad. Like, I watch a lot of wrestling, so, like, my instincts took over, and I didn't try to catch myself with my wrist, like, my hands.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So, I just belly flopped right on this ice, and, like, all the impact went to my back.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh! I was like, I'm done curling. I'm done curling.
I'm done curling.
I'm like, no more.
Done with the woods.
So, yeah, I was literally done after that, like... I learned now that you shouldn't run on the ice.
No, you're not supposed to run on the ice.
But it had more traction because it was snowing. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. And plus, I wasn't really thinking because I was trying to keep up with the stone. I was trying to help out my partner,
yeah.
You know? And, yeah, so I'm like, yeah, that was just a bad idea. But the rest of the day was fun. We had the chili cook-off and tried, like, 18, 20 different chilies. Some of them were really, really good. Some of them were not good. Some of them were, like, tomato water. It was gross. There's chili ice cream. We went to this oilery, and they have one in some prairie, but like they had like different like olive oils and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And like, but they also had a whole bunch of different like salsas and mustards and tapas and like all these different things you could try and like olives and like I tried. They had a jar of pepper jack stuffed green olives. And it was like $15. I'm like, I don't know if I want to pay $15 for it. And the girl goes, well, we can let you try one first. And I'm like, well, let me try one. Not worth $15.
No.
No, I'd rather have blue cheese stuffed.
I got really excited there for a second. And I thought you were going to say that you had them in the fridge waiting to have some.
No, it wasn't worth $15. Maybe $10, but not $15. But we went to, like, South Haven, where we stayed, is the blueberry capital of the world. And they have this shop that they just sell blueberry things. It's all, like, foods, like syrups and jellies and jams and...
I thought you were going to say, like, you know, shirts and costumes and pants and
no, like,
and hats.
You'd think they would have that kind of stuff, but they don't. It's all food stuff. And so we went to the back, and there's this, like, little freezer, and they had... blueberry sausages and blueberry brats.
I've had those before, and I do not like it, Sam. I am. I do not like it.
I bought both.
Green eggs and ham.
I brought them both.
Well, I hope you enjoy them. They're not my cup of tea.
I had the brats the other day. Oh, the brats taste like brats, just a little bit sweeter.
Yeah, they're too sweet for me.
They're blue, so they're not like, they don't look appetizing, but like, they're fine. The sausages, what we did with those is we chopped them up into like little quarters, And then we made a breakfast skillet. And it actually turned out really, really well. I put some of my buffalo cheese on there too, so it was really good. Actually, I had it for lunch today.
Oh.
Then also I bought this, to go with the brats, I bought this blueberry mustard, which sounds really gross, but it's actually just basically honey mustard, but better. I don't know how it's better, but it's better. It just tastes like honey mustard, but with the little extra.
See, and I don't love honey mustard that much. It's got to be the right honey mustard. See,
maybe you like this stuff because, like, it's not exactly honey mustard, you know? Like, I didn't try it with pretzels, I only tried it with the brats, but I bet you with pretzels it would be delicious.
Hmm, you know, it sounds interesting.
So yeah, then Sunday we headed on home, then we met with Emily's grandma, and went to Garibaldi's in Schaumburg, and Garibaldi's, I think there's like a few, it's like Cops, like, but it's not burgers. They serve burgers, but they're more known for their, like, Italian sandwiches.
Yeah, I know. I've been to them for
and
you.
And they have pizza and all this stuff. And, like, that's your grandma's favorite place. So her grandma was very happy to see us. We probably spent, like, an hour or so with her and had a nice long conversation about Patrick Mahomes with her.
Mahomes.
That was pretty good conversation. And then we headed on home from there. And then stopped home, dropped off our stuff, unpacked a little bit, then came over to Chad's for the Super Bowl party where I got wrecked.
Diesel did get wrecked.
I drank a little too much, and without having a meal, just having, like, hors d'oeuvres and, like, other, like,
party. Accoutrement.
Yeah, there you go, like, party foods, and, like, it didn't really fill me up enough for all I had to drink. And, like, at the end of the night, I was drinking too fast, and it all just hit me all at once. So I had a great time. The Chiefs ended up winning, so I won my bet from Chad. But, I mean, it was a good game. Like, it was way better than last year's Super Bowl. Like, as a game. Maybe not for you because the Patriots won. But, like, game-wise, it was a better game.
It was a better game.
And
in a way.
It was a good old time. And then yesterday, I had a job interview. And today, they offered me the job.
You got the job, buddy.
I got the job. So, I'm pretty excited about that. I start on March 2nd. It's not going to affect this at all, except for there will be a week in the middle of March where I will not be here. So I'm going on another road trip.
No idea what I'm going to do that week, but I'll figure it out.
Maybe bring back an old friend.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that. Then I have to drive, and yeah, we'll see.
Well, maybe you can just do it at Red's Fortress.
Oh, you just don't know.
I don't know, but that's pretty much my week. I'm sure I'm leaving stuff out because we did a lot of stuff in Michigan, and it was a really fun trip. Like, if you've never been to South Haven, they're a party town. Like her friend that did the tattoo, that's where she's from,
mm-hmm.
And she said, like, in the summertime, every weekend they got some festival going on, and like I said, it's a 3,000 like population is 3,000, and for this one festival they brought in 100,000 people. It was packed. You couldn't even like find a place at any of the bars, but like it was a lot of fun, and definitely plan on going back in the summer because I bet you it looks really cool in the summer, and yeah,
and it won't be cold then.
Yeah, I mean, this weekend was pretty mild, though. I mean, it was mild here. It was about the same there.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
The only thing is we were right on the lake, so there was the breeze. But, yeah, it was pretty... It was a fun weekend. I'd definitely go back.
Well, if it wasn't for the wind, it wouldn't be so bad, as all of us Midwesterners like to say. Yeah, my week wasn't nearly as interesting as that. We did, as Diesel said, throw a Super Bowl party on Sunday. That was a lot of fun. Klanger and Jenny stopped over our friends, and they brought their baby, and that was fun to meet Riley, so that was cool. Besides that, made a bunch of great food, buffalo chicken dip, garlic cheese bread, turkey pinwheels, what else did I make? I don't know, we had meatballs, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I just cooked a whole bunch of food. I drank a lot as well. I dropped my drink twice during the party. Both times, I don't feel like it was just my drink was like, there was a lot of condensation because it was hot as balls in here. So there's so many people. So it was really warm. There was a lot of condensation on my Whiskey 7. So I dropped it twice. You know, it wasn't that full. It was fine. Nothing bad happened. I lost like all my bets. separated two with my buddy Shady. I won both of those bets. But he also won all four. We did a squares, and he won all four quarters, which really pissed me off. And
pissed everybody off.
Pissed everyone off. This is bullshit. I couldn't believe it. And it wasn't like the score didn't change. He just got lucky as hell and won all four freaking quarters. It was really annoying. Yeah, besides that, on Monday, Allison and I both took off work, and we went and saw a movie. So, Diesel, you know what that means?
Dun, 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 dun.
Time for a view from the top rope movie review. And we went and saw The Gentlemen. And Diesel, movie was frickin' fantastic. I love Guy Ritchie movies to begin with, but this honestly is my favorite one since Snatch, without question. Charlie Hunnam, Hugh Grant, and Matthew McConaughey are all so phenomenal. But I mean, everyone who was in this movie is just great. If you like British gangster movies at all, you need to see this movie. It is two thumbs up, 5 out of 5. It is my favorite movie. I'm probably going to go see it again before it leaves theaters. And I'm definitely buying it the day it comes out on digital.
Cool. We did have plans to see it. Me and Emily did tomorrow, actually. But other things came up. Her dad is going to Hawaii next week. So we're actually going to have dinner with them tomorrow night instead. So sometimes you gotta do things like that.
Yep, no, I completely understand that.
And this weekend we're pretty busy, but I'll get into that in final thoughts.
Yeah, that's a final thoughts category. Besides that, last night I made fajitas at home. They were very delicious. Did steak and shrimp fajitas. I had a really nice lime and jalapeno marinade. I let the steak and shrimp sit in for a long time, like a good 4 to 5 hours. And they were friggin' delicious. And I had those for lunch today as well. Besides that, though, just a pretty boring week for me. So that'll wrap up how our week's been. Let's crack right along into our second segment, which is T-shirt time. What you rocking this week, Diesel?
I, as promised, am wearing another new shirt that Emily purchased for me while we were watching the Royal Rumble. This was number one on my list out of all the shirts. I'm not going through that story again, but if you saw the picture, you already know what I'm wearing. But I'm wearing a brand new DIY shirt, and I love it because it's their blue that they have, that solid blue t-shirt, but it's basically both of their like logos combined. You got the flag inside gold, it's blue. You got still got the black heart in the black heart. You got Gargano's symbol. And then on the back, it says Gargano, Ciampa. And in the middle of it says We Are NXT. This shirt is awesome. It was definitely worth the price, which for me was free.
Yeah, no, it's a badass t-shirt. And it's the one they debuted at Worlds Collide. And I think it was just specifically for that pay-per-view. But yeah, I love that t-shirt. Quite awesome. This week, I'm rocking another shirt from RiftApparel.com, and I'm rocking the Batman Beyond t-shirt that's kind of in the style of Reebok. You know, this is what the Reebok sign looks like. It's got little cuts in it, but it's the Batman Beyond symbol, and it's actually a little off-colored, and I'm actually getting a refund for it, but I still wanted to rock it because I really love this t-shirt and the design. It's supposed to be like actually red, not this brown. So, what are you going to do? They gave me a refund. They're great. Or some t-shirts from Ripped Apparel. And when they say, why'd you order them? You say that View from the Top Rope told you to. They have 3 daily tees that they have deals on. They're $14 each. And then they also have their entire back catalog. And they have t-shirts from all kinds of different fandoms. I'm talking horror movies, 90s, 80s. They have, you know, cartoons. They have video games. They have anime. So many different t-shirts. I mean, you see me rock them all the time during the pictures. And I have more that I haven't rocked yet, so I order more t-shirts from them all the time, and you should too. RiftApparel.com. Buy some stuff. Tell them we told you to, so they sponsor us. Thanks. Anything else you want to say about your t-shirt, Diesel?
I like this one a lot, but I got some more new ones coming because after purchasing the t-shirts, Emily went down the rabbit hole again today and found a whole bunch of t-shirts, and that made me buy some. And so I'll have the next couple weeks, we'll have a couple new ones. So
she's got the sickness, folks.
She's down with the sickness.
Down with the sickness of buying t-shirts.
So I actually like the next couple of weeks t-shirts that I've gotten. And little bit of a teaser They're both red.
Oh, red. Well, maybe next week I will definitely make sure to not wear a red t-shirt.
But next that, 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks. Maybe in 2 weeks I will wear one and we'll quasi-match. But that will wrap up t-shirt time. Time to move along. This is the time of the night, or day, or whenever you're listening to this podcast, that you get all the news and happenings and goings-ons for all of your favorite podcasts that include everything from pop culture to pro wrestling to video games to movies to comics to UFC and everything in between. It's time for Visionaries Wrestling Network News. And as always, Diesel kicks off the news. Who you starting with this week, Diesel? Bet I can't guess.
I bet you can't, because I am going to do something different.
Oh, he's going to mix it up on us, folks.
I'm really not. I just felt like saying that, because Chad said he couldn't guess, and
I could have guessed, but I didn't. I lied.
And, ooh, this one actually is a long one this week.
Oh, buckets and buckets and buckets of news.
And hopefully it takes up enough time, because I'm not going to lie, I forgot to ask Mags for his news, so...
Look at you.
I did ask him while you were doing your movie review, but we'll see if he gets back to us.
My very short movie review.
It was long enough for me to ask him for the news, please.
That's what she said.
Ba-dum-bum. Shh. Okay, this week, Magnificent Matt Willis at the Mad Attack UK, as announced last week on the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, Matt and Conrad will be rejoined for the next Mad Attack Predictions Podcast, which will be for the WWE Elimination Chamber event by the Bitch Witch, Melissa, and the Queen of NE, with this being the last stop on the road to WrestleMania for the Matt Magnificent one. Will Matt be able to get back to winning ways?
Probably not.
Find out soon, exclusively on the VWN. Yes, Chad, there are other events, but Elimination Chamber is the next one Matt is doing.
Fair enough.
Game Junkies with a Z is back on Saturday with Matt and Alex. Very excited about their episode this week. Review of the latest installments of Pokemon, Sword and Shield. The boys are compelled to issue ahead of time. The boys are compelled to issue ahead of time. There will be story spoilers talked about in this episode. Why don't you say spoiler alert? It saved me a lot of words.
It could have saved you a lot of words, but it's not the British Matt way.
Well, so please bear this in mind. Feel free, if you're Chad or a horse, to send your sass to @GameJunkiesPod. That's a reference to the last episode. Go back and listen to it. It's amazing.
It's amazing, folks.
And What You Talking About, Willis, returns this weekend with the Willis Brothers celebrating their one-year anniversary of having the show. Listen in to hear exactly What You Talking About, Willis.
Man. What is that, like 7 episodes in a year? That's good. That's good stuff.
That's a record.
That's some good stuff, folks. I'm just kidding. You guys are great. Check out all those great podcasts from the Magnificent Matt Willis.
So Mags has still not got back to me.
Dun, dun, dun.
So let's do Banned from Ringside news.
Stretch that out.
This week, they discussed Ricochet versus Brock, Charlotte versus Rhea, and recap this week's Wednesday Night Wars, available every Friday on Visionaries Wrestling Network. Be sure to listen, share, subscribe, repeat.
Yes, make sure you do all of those things.
And if Megs gets back to us soon, we'll do the news. But that's on me. Don't blame him. You can blame me. I apologize. I sincerely apologize.
Sincerely, it is Diesel's fault. Okay, I guess we'll go to my portion of the news. And my portion of the news this week is quite short. Because for the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, we have More Good and Bad from the World of Wrestling coming this Friday. And for the MGB Wrestling Podcast, much like this week, there might not be an episode next week either. See the at MGB Wrestling Pod pinned post for more details. I am planning on recording, so for the two podcasts that I'm planning on starting, I have written, some stuff for the one, and I'm planning on doing a record for the second one. I think I'm gonna do it on Sunday. So hopefully either next week or the week after, I'll be dropping at least one of those podcasts. All right?
You have guests?
Not for one of them. The one I wrote questions for, you are either going to be the guest or someone else can be the guest.
Oh, yeah. I accept.
Yeah. I thought you might. So, you gave away a part. Oh, did I say it was a game show already? I did say it was a game show already. But yeah, that's all I have for that. For the Midwest Wrestling Roundup, the board is still the Super Bowl pool. So, didn't update that.
No, 2 is CS, CS, SM, SM, DS, DS.
There's a lot of numbers and letters up there. I don't think they mean anything for wrestling shows, though.
Unfortunately,
no. No. We have ICW Milwaukee on February 23rd, because that's on the main calendar. But I'll get on that next week. I'm sorry. I had to clean the apartment. It was quite messy after the party.
Bockfest is apparently the night before.
It is. And so, a lot of drinking.
Buck!
Buck! Buck! A giant chicken's coming. Any view from the top rope news, Diesel?
If you didn't listen to a review of the latest ICW Milwaukee show, be sure to check out Roadie's Review. Is that what it's called?
Roadie's. It's Roadie Reviews.
Oh, I understand.
You put the S in the wrong spot.
My bad. Roadie Reviews.
My bad.
That we recorded on the road. On our way home from Milwaukee to Madison, it's a good one.
It was a lot of fun. Don't let the kids listen to it, though, because we swear a lot.
It is rated R, just like ICW Milwaukee is.
True. All right. That will wrap up the portion where we give out all the happenings and goings-ons. Thank you for listening to all these wonderful podcasts in the Visionaries Wrestling Network. You can, of course, check us out on Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, Podknife, Podable, iHeartRadio, Google Play, so many others. I know I missed some right there. Just type in Visionaries Wrestling Network in your Google machine. You will find us on a podcasting platform that you enjoy. And if we're not, hit us up on Twitter at FizWrestleNet, and we'll get out of that podcasting platform for you, because we're that great. Make sure you're like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing, so we can reach more and more people. But that will wrap up the news. All right. It's everyone's favorite time of the week. The time when we answer all of your amazing questions and ramble on about anything and everything that comes up, and plus other stuff, because you know us, we just like the jibber jabber. But before we can get there, I gotta say those magical words, and they are, boys, hit the music.
Questions, 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 we answer all your questions. Questions, questions, questions by high floors. We answer all your questions, your questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions by high floors.
As the song just told you, it's time for the Mystery Brain Buster of the Week. And as I've been doing, I will kick it off with my deep and introspective question. And this question, I think I thought of it later that night after we recorded last week. And it's a kind of a weird question, but so, your brain self-edits out your nose all the time. Like, because you can see your nose at all times, but your brain just edits it out from your perspective.
At first, when you said that, I was thinking, like, smells.
No.
In your nose. But I get you to me now.
Yeah, yeah. So you, like, literally, you can see your nose at all times, but your brain just makes you forget that you can see it. So, with that thought right there, what is something that you wish your brain would self-edit out so you never had to see again?
Ruby Riott.
I knew you were... That stupid smile you just gave me right there. I knew you were going to say it. You
went with your real name this time.
You did. I'm impressed. Okay. I guess I set you up for that one.
I can't really think of anything else. That's the first thing that came to mind.
I was going to say people, like, I was going to go, not even that specific, but I was going to say for anyone, like, plumber's crack.
That's a good one.
I don't ever, I wish my brain would just self-edit that out at all times. Like, I just don't need to ever see that.
Yeah, well.
Sidebar.
I have, deep and introspective question for you.
Okay.
That I thought of this morning, and it has to do with, actually, football.
It has to do with what?
Football.
Football.
So, if you follow the NFL, you are well aware that the Bears were stupid and traded up one pick to get Mitch Trubisky when the 49ers didn't want Mitch Trubisky. But still, both teams had the opportunity to draft Patrick Mahomes.
Correct.
Hey, let's just say the trade never happened, and the Bears still got Mitch Trubisky at number 3, but the 49ers drafted Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
How would the landscape of the NFL look today? Like, here, want to hear my thoughts on it?
Sure.
So, basically, the Chiefs wouldn't be what they are, because he was a big part of it. Number two is, although San Francisco will be losing a defensive lineman, they'd be gaining Patrick Mahomes, which most people can agree is probably a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. I still feel like the 49ers would be in the same spot, if not better, with Patrick Mahomes. Even with having that one missing piece on defense, they'd be more balanced because they could do more things on offense. I think that, and if Kyle Shanahan still got hired as their head coach, they still have that offensive guru that could mold Patrick Mahomes. But here's my other thought that goes against it. Patrick Mahomes sat his rookie year. Did that help him become an elite quarterback and the quarterback that he is today? Or would it not matter if he started
day one of his
49ers career?
Yeah.
Think about this. Isn't this a good one?
That's a pretty good one.
I was thinking about this today, and like, I think that the 49ers would have been better off if they would have taken Mahomes. But they went to the Super Bowl. They were easily the best team in the NFC.
They were by far and away the best team in the NFC. So the only reason that I don't know if they would have been better off by taking Mahomes is because I don't think they would have then hired Kyle Shanahan, because I think that Mahomes would have been, he'd have been good his rookie season. I'm not saying he'd been great, but he would have saved, who was their coach then? Who was their coach before Shanahan?
I can't even remember.
I can't think of his name. It was after, what's his name, for who plays her as the coach of Michigan now?
I can't think of it. Harbaugh. It was after Harbaugh, but I can't remember who took over after Harbaugh.
I can't either. Was it Dean Smith?
Can't remember. Didn't do good.
No, but I mean, they weren't good, and they got all those picks as well. So I think that the 49ers would be good, but I think they'd be a more middling team, because I think with the lower or the higher draft picks they've gotten and with where they were situated, it allowed them to build the team slower. I think with drafting Patrick Mahomes, what now? Would have been 3 years ago?
Yeah.
It would have been 3 years ago. It would have kind of supercharged accelerated their plan. And it took these extra 3 years.
Let's just say, for argument's sake, that they still got Bosa and they still had the same draft.
They still got
all been Patrick Mahomes' second year. Let's just say, for argument's sake.
Argument's sake, fine.
Do you think they would have been better with Patrick Mahomes as their quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah. Yeah, they would have. They wouldn't have been nearly as balanced, but they would have been better because Patrick Mahomes. I think they would have been
more balanced.
Nah, I think Patrick Mahomes liked to throw the ball.
I think they would have been more balanced. They have receivers. And, like, let's say also they still traded for Emmanuel Sanders. They have Kittle. They have that one young guy. I can't think of his name right now.
Deebo Samuel.
There you go. Like, great offensive line. Running backs coming out the wazoo. And, like, I don't know. I think they would have been more balanced because I think, like, I believe that Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback.
I love Jimmy G.
Is he great? that's yet to be seen. He makes some stupid mistakes, and that's what's holding them back from being great. I think that Patrick Mahomes is great, and I don't think you can argue that as of right now, after his third season in the NFL, he is the best quarterback in the NFL.
I don't think that is arguable right now. I think he is the best quarterback in the NFL right now. So by that logic, I guess then the 49ers would be in a better spot because they'd have the best quarterback in the NFL.
I mean, I bet you they would have went at least 14-2 instead of 13-3 this season. They would have had a little bit of, like, there isn't much room for improvement, but I mean, who knows? Maybe they would have had the second 16-0 season. Like, the games that they lost, they weren't by much. They got blown out against Baltimore.
No, they didn't get blown out. They lost in the last second field goal.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Then I don't know what I'm thinking.
Like, they didn't get blown out at all.
Yeah, so the games that they lost, they barely lost.
Yeah, all three of their games, they lost in overtime to Seattle the first time. They lost to Baltimore, and they lost to us. They lose to
Patriots?
No, they lose to the Patriots.
They play Patriots.
They didn't play the Patriots.
I don't remember who they lost. Oh, that's Seattle.
Did they lose to Seattle twice?
No, just once.
Just the once.
It was a stupid loss.
Yeah, it clearly was a stupid loss.
But it happens to every team. They're a good team.
Yep, it'll happen. All right. Well, do you have any other thoughts you want to add to your question?
No, I just thought that it was really interesting, like, how that trade happened. Mm. The Bears traded up Mitch Trubisky. Both of them passed on Mahomes. Mahomes is probably the best pick out of that draft. And, like, barring injury, he's going to have a long, successful career, and he's going to probably be the best quarterback in the NFL for the foreseeable future, if there is still an NFL after this season.
Yeah, as I say, we could be going into a lockout for the next 2 years. That's what Dean Smith is, the head of the Players Association. That's who I was, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, that's who. He definitely wasn't the coach of San Francisco. I'm just an idiot. That's the wrong name. All right, let's though go hit some up High Flyers for their questions. That was a really weird way to say that. We're going to start with good guy Dave this week. He's at Dave Pazewski. Dave's first question. Dunkaroos are coming back this summer. In honor of this, what was your favorite 90s snack food?
There's a lot of good ones. I liked fruit roll-ups. I mean, fruit snacks. They had, and like, it seemed like in the 90s, they had way bigger variety of fruit snacks.
Did you remember the Street Sharks, fruit snacks? They were like, and they weren't clear. They were opaque, and they were a little bit different than every other kind of fruit snack. And
these are like the ones I'm about to explain too, yeah, because they had like two different colors. Yeah. Like the back of the Street Sharks.
It was like pure sugar, I swear.
Yeah, that was like, it was like a lighter blue up front, and then like more of like, more dull color blue on the back, but it was really cool. I'm going with the Rugrats ones that were like this, like similar, and they just had like Rugrats colors. I don't know really how to explain it, because Rugrats was always like very colorful, and like the way they did their fruit snacks, and like they even tasted different than all the other fruit snacks, and like, I don't know. I really, really liked fruit snacks when I was growing up. And, like, every time I go to the store with my mom, I'm like, give me some fruit snacks. And, like, yeah, they were all sugar.
Yeah, fruit snacks are delicious, though. They're definitely just fruit flavored. There's no fruit in any of them. But I also love
them. Even if
they
say made with real fruit, they're
not. That's a lie. That is a flat-out lie, and we know it. For my favorite 90s, I mean, it wasn't really a snack, but first thing that popped into my head for 90s, because they're totally different now, were the old-school Warheads back in the day. Because back in the day, Warheads actually were sour enough that they like could like burn your tongue. They were so sour. Nowadays, they're nothing. Like,
I mean, they're sour for like maybe like literally a millisecond, and then it just fades away. Like, you know, touches your tongue, it's like you taste like sourness, but like it fades away. Like, it's nothing. You're right.
Yeah, but old school Warheads, also Shock Tarts. Old school Shock Tarts were my favorite candy on the planet. I could eat rolls and rolls of Shock Tarts. Because they were, once again, kind of like that fruit snack. They were like quasi-gooey, but they still had a little crunch to them. Ooh. My mouth's watering just thinking about.
Me too.
Thinking about these sour candies. I love sour candy.
Me too. And if you want to talk about Warheads, the like atomic Warheads too. Mm-hmm. Like, those were really hot. Like, they would burn a hole through your cheek. You couldn't keep those things in your mouth.
No, man. I ate so many Warheads. I killed so many taste buds with so many sour candies back in the day. And it was worth it every second of it. For actual, I'm trying to think of an actual, like, food that was only around in the 90s that I quite enjoyed.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah,
one. It's another candy. Butterfinger BBs.
Oh, nobody lays a hand on my Butterfinger BBs.
Yeah. Bring those back.
Yeah. Those were good. Those were good. I'm not the biggest Butterfinger guy, but I loved the Butterfinger BBs.
They were different. They're the same, but they were different.
Yeah. Like, probably all in our heads. Totally all in our heads. Oh, not a 90s snack food, but a 90s food that was my favorite food that got taken away and they've never brought it back. It's the Pizza Hut Sicilian pizza. Remember how good those were?
They're giants.
They were, you know, they were the little like rectangle ones and they had the super like thick deep crust. Oh man, they were so good. Those are my favorite pizzas. Pizza Hut always takes away my favorite pizza. Cause then they also took away the chicken fajita pizza.
And the Brooklyn style
pizza. And the Brooklyn style pizza and the big New Yorker. And oh man, Pizza Hut, you suck. They always take away my favorite things. Okay, well, let's move on to Dave's second question, which is, what are your thoughts so far on Star Trek Picard?
Don't have the CBS streaming network, so I haven't seen it. But when I did see the advertisements for it, like at the end of the football season, because they play them all the time, I was like, that's really cool that Patrick Stewart, like, revived the character and is doing a series, not a movie, but a series on it. I think that's really, really cool. And, like, I liked Star Trek Next Generation. So, like, this would be something that I'd probably tune into, but I just don't have the CBS streaming network, and, like, I already subscribed to too many. I can't do anymore.
I can't add another streaming service. Then it'll be too much like cable. Yeah, I haven't actually watched any of it yet, but from everything I've heard and read, it seems like it's going quite well. And I'm quite interested, because I do love me some Sir Patrick Stewart. So, gonna definitely check it out. Let's thank good guy Dave, who was at Dave Pozefsky, for both of those questions. Let's move along, though. Next, we're going to Satsuma Cassidy, who was at MGB Jackson 5. And Satsuma's first question is, having lost my early birthday present that was a distance driver for disc golf over the weekend, worst experience of losing slash breaking a toy slash game from your childhood.
Man, in fourth grade, I had an original Game Boy. And I brought it to school. And, like, I remember the game that was in it. It was Quarterback Club.
Ooh.
And, like, the teacher would not let me bring it into class and put it in my desk. So I'd put it in my locker. And in elementary school, you didn't have locks on your locker. I come off for recess, it's gone. Somebody stole it. And I tried to, like, told, like, the, like, recess, like, attendance or whatever. And, like, is your name on it? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, lock down the school. Find my Game Boy. They wouldn't do it. And I'm like, my name's on it and everything. It'll be easy to find. And they wouldn't do it. Never found it. And, like, to this day, I never told my parents that that happened because of the shame I had. Because they told me not to bring it to school because it was going to get stolen. And it did. And I got a Game Boy Color the next year, but still, it was. And I brought that to school too. Luckily, that didn't get stolen. But like, I remember like the shame that I felt when it got stolen. I'm like, my parents were right. They're gonna kill me if they find out. So I never told them.
Never told them. That's probably a good call. For something of mine. So growing up, my younger brother is 5 years younger than me, and growing up, he was a bit of a shithead. If you'll, I'll use that term. I could say something much harsher, but he used to screw with my stuff. And I used to have so many PlayStation 1 games. And when we lived it was a duplex we lived at. There was, above the closet, there was like this nice little like ledge. And it was probably a good 7 feet up. But we used to like put like Christmas decorations or decorations up there for whatever holiday or things like that. It was just like a nice little space. So one day my younger brother was quite mad at me. I don't remember why, but he took my game case and he started hurling my PlayStation games up there into that space like frisbees and broke like 5 or 6 of my PlayStation games. And I was livid and I probably would have killed him had my, you know, mom not been there to stop me. I wouldn't have probably actually killed him, but you know what I'm saying? It's an expression. I wouldn't have killed my younger brother. I just beat him to a bloody pulp. It'd have been fine. He'd have recovered. Some surgery. But it was, I was so angry that he just threw so many, and he broke so many of my things as a young child. And he's grown into not so much of a dickhead, but back in the day, he was a very big dickhead.
When you were a kid, younger brothers were the worst.
Yeah, definitely, definitely the worst. As we say that to Satsuma Casti, who is the younger brother. All right.
So he knows.
He knows. He knows the game. Let's move on to Satsuma's second question. It is, Orange Cassidy has a foam hand available in the AEW store. Best foam hand-based sporting accessory. Did you see the... It's just...
Oh, I get it now. I was trying to picture, like, what would it be? But yeah, now they're showing me the picture, yeah. I mean, can you really go wrong with the classic Stone Cold, like, middle finger?
The middle finger one, that's...
Or, I don't know, I don't want to say it because it might be yours. If you don't say it, I'm going to say it, but go ahead.
I'm clearly going with the Too Sweet, the Bullet Club, the Bullet Club ones from when the Young Bucks had them all the time.
I was going to also say the John Cena, you can't see me, because the fingers had Velcro on them, so you could, like, make it into a fist.
Yeah.
You could turn it into a finger. Like, that was a good one, too.
Yeah, you could do some things with that you probably weren't supposed to be able to do with that.
Nope.
Yep. All right. Well, let us thank Satsuma Cassidy. He's at MGBJackson5 for both those great questions. But let us move on. We're going to go to the Mount Rushmore pod. Who is at Badlands Pod? Check them out every Thursday on thechairshot.com. Question is, what one wrestler would you let me see perform live this year? I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be, what one wrestler would you like me to see perform live this year? Why is it me? I don't know. It's not a question.
Who's that fly ass?
Mount Rushmore Pod.
Oh, okay.
They're not from around here, so maybe they're trying to say that in our area. That's what I'm gonna go with.
I'm gonna go with somebody that's like just around this area. Cause I was thinking about going Orin, but you can see him anyway. He wrestles all around the East Coast too.
And he also wrestles in Japan.
So, yeah, I'm gonna go with Tyler Sullivan.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like Tyler Sullivan a lot as well.
Like, he has charisma. He's a good talker. And he's crazy. And he will do a death match. Or he'll just... he can do comedy matches. He can do serious matches. Like, he's a good one. And go back in our archives. And we did an interview with him.
We did do an interview with him. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
We could clearly go with Sierra, because she is coming back and taking limited bookings for starting in March, so that's pretty exciting.
Her promo video was pretty cool, too.
That was really cool on the Facebook.
And they're dating.
Yeah. Shh. And the one I'm going to go with, actually, I'm going to go with Doc Simmons.
Oh.
Doc Simmons, he is a fun little wrestler, and dude is nuts and does some crazy-ass shit, so I'm going to pick Doc Simmons.
I also want to... shout out,
use your words.
I can't think of his name. Juan Hernandez.
Juan Hernandez is another good one. I like that as well.
That guy he's amazing.
I completely agree with that. All right. Let's thank the Mount Rushmore Pod. They're at Badlands Pod on Twitter, and check them out every Thursday on thechairshot.com. Let's crack right along. Next, we're going to the Five Rounds Pod. Who was that? Five Rounds Pod. And you can check that podcast out each and every Tuesday, covering all of your UFC needs on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. The question is, with Donald Trump congratulating the Chiefs and saying they made the state of Kansas proud, what's the dumbest things you have ever said?
Oh, what's the dumbest things we have ever said?
That list is insurmountable. Yeah. This is episode 136.
Just listen to every episode. I'm sure you'll pick out one thing from every episode.
At least one thing. I was going to say triple that 136 at least. So we're talking, 390 or 407, 407 stupid things at least. That number has no limit because we say a lot of dumb shit.
And we don't even realize it half the time.
Yeah, and some we just skate right by it. We don't even think about it.
And yeah.
We say it for your pleasure. We hope you find our dumb shit funny. That's why we do it.
Yeah, that's why we do it. It's not by mistake at all.
No, it's 100% planned every time. All the dumb things we say are totally planned.
If you didn't know, this show is scripted, just like WWE promos.
Totally. We have a board in front of us that says all the lines that we're about to say each and every week. It's great.
So every time we drop an F-bomb, that's planned.
Totally planned. And it's planned by Channing. Channing writes a script. So if you ever don't like something, blame Channing. All right. So let's thank the Five Rounds Pod. Who is that? Five Rounds Pod for that great question. Next, we're going to Totally Not Dej Kirkby. Who is that? NJPWUS. Question is, new beginning this weekend, Mox or Minoru Suzuki?
Mox. I mean, he just won the title back. And I'm assuming it's for the belt, right?
Yep.
He just won the title back. I think that his relationship with New Japan isn't anywhere near over. And I think it'd just be a bad booking decision to take the belt off him right now. Because if they did, then what was the point of bringing him back, really, you know? Like, I mean, there could be other feuds that they could do, but like, at least you have, like, he's a champion. There's a reason for him to be there. And, like, we discussed last week with the relationship trying to be mended with Ring of Honor. Like, you'd think that by, like, taking the belt off him, they'd probably, like, distance themselves from him. So, I don't know. But I think they want him there because he's a draw.
I really want to pick Suzuki to take the belt. I think it would be awesome. But, yeah, everything Diesel just said is probably correct. So it's going to be Jon Moxley. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mox is great in New Japan. Mox is great in AEW. Mox is just great in general. But I just really want the Murder Grandpa to take that belt. I think it'd be really awesome. But especially with the, you know, New Japan expansion into the U.S., the dojo really moving forward with all of that, it makes sense to keep the belt on Jon Moxley. And he could probably hopefully do some stuff over here in America with it. I don't know exactly how their contracts are worded clearly with AEW and such, but we can hope. So, let us thank Totally Not Dej Kirkby. Who is that? NJPWUS for that great question. We're moving on, though. Our next High Flyer is going to be MGB Graham. Who is that? MGB Graham. And the question is, now you have Zagaruta in your vocabulary after the Super Bowl. What are your Scrabble zingers?
I don't know. Like, quiz with triple letter, triple word score, I've done a couple times. That's a good one. I've actually been playing this game called Wordsy lately, which is kind of like, it's kind of like Scrabble, but you play it like almost on a Yahtzee, like, scoring board. So, and every, I think you only get 5 turns, and every turn, like, it gets doubled. So, like, the first turn is times 1, second term is times 2. By the time you get the 5th term, or turn, then it's timed, every piece is times by 5. So a Z is, I think, worth 40 or something like that, or 50, I can't remember what it's worth originally. So, like, you can score, like, 600 points if, like, you play the right word and you get, like, the triple letter, triple word, and stuff like that. It's actually a pretty fun game.
Huh. Never heard of that.
Emily downloaded it, made me play it, and then now I'm addicted to it.
That's
you. I like word games.
That's usually how mobile games go as well. You download it, and then you're suddenly just spending hours at a time playing it. My favorite Scrabble word is quibble. I love being able to use quibble. And if you get it on a triple word score, it's like 90 some points. It's great. Cause you got the double B in there, QUI. Yeah. So quibble is definitely my answer I'm going with. So let's thank MGB Graham. He's at MGB Graham and you can check him out on Mondays and Fridays on the Visionaries Wrestling Network with the MGB Wrestling Podcast and the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Let's go on to our next High Flyer. Did we try to show some?
Our next High Flyer is Jerry. Hey, Arnold.
I forgot. I thought Channing had a sound effect prepared for it, and that's...
He was working on it.
I knew he was working on it.
His equipment was not cooperating before the show. But he had some good ideas. I'll just say that. So anyways, this week, Jerry has three questions.
For them.
Are non-wrestling related.
Shocker.
And I asked them all to Emily earlier in the week when he sent them. And she was able to answer them all because they're non-wrestling related.
Well, look at that.
Number one, what's worse? Stubbing your pinky toe or seeing an asymmetrical design in the bathroom tile in a public restroom?
I'm going to go with the asymmetrical tile, actually, because at this point, I have stubbed my toes in so many times. I've kicked so many things. And just with all the sports and such I used to do, that I don't really feel it that much. It doesn't really bother me anymore. And if I do see something stupid like that, like it's just, it doesn't match to everything else, it would drive me crazy. Especially if it was at a place that I go to all the time. I would look at that every single time I walked into that bathroom.
Stubbing your pinky toe is way worse.
That really just, I don't feel it anymore. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it next time you stub your pinky toe.
You've seen me stub my pinky. That's the funny thing. You see me do it all the time. Because like when I'm sitting in my chair here in Zeus's treehouse, I kick the table all the time.
So you make faces sometimes.
Yeah, it's just that one little face and then it's done. It's like, ooh, that was uncomfortable for 1 second. An asymmetrical tile doesn't go away.
It can if you, like...
If I rip it out of the ground and fix all the rest of the tiles.
Number two. Question number two.
Dos question.
Shakira or J-Lo?
Shakira.
I agree with that. And, like, my favorite moment in the entire Super Bowl was when they closed up on Shakira and she went... Bleh, bleh, bleh,
bleh, bleh, bleh. Yeah, that's what that word is that we just... MGB Graham. That's what that's called. Bleh, 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 bleh. Yep. The turkey call.
Yeah, I actually read on Facebook that it has to do with her Arab descent.
Yep. It's a Zagurato.
I guess I was not paying attention when you were
there. You heard the word Scrabble and you lost all interest in anything else I had to say.
Yep. It's 100%.
Cool. Keep going with that.
Question number three. What would you do if you woke up one day and toilets had become sentient beings?
I would still poop in them. I don't know. I mean, what are they sentient beings? Are they going to be pissed about the fact that we're pooping in them? Get it? Ba-dum-tsh.
That's a good one. But I don't know. How I feel. Are they going to like have teeth? If they have teeth, I'm not pooping in them.
Well, I mean, yeah. If they become like mimics and they become angry sentient beings and start trying to eat us, then yes, I'm going to be very upset.
I would definitely rather poop in them than pee in them because I can see them lifting up the toilet seat and just like slamming right on your wiener.
I wondered what word you were going to use right there.
Wiener was the funniest
All right. I could go with. I was thinking donger for some reason.
Touché.
I just thought it would have been funny if it, you know, the lids reached up and smashed on your donger. It would have just sounded funny.
Both of them work in this situation.
Yeah. So if they're angry sentient beings, that's very bad. And then I will poop in the yard.
Yeah.
But I play croquet out there.
All right, well, that's all the questions we have this week from Jerry. Hey, Arnold. Thanks, Jerry. Send in your questions next week to me. I'll read them because you're no longer a part of Twitter.
Yep. All right. We're cracking on. We're going to the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Who is at Good Bad Wrestle. You, of course, check them out each and every Friday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Their first question is... Oh, geez. Screwed up. Their first question, hit the wrong button, now we're going back to it, is, what do you think of Shotzi Blackheart's tank? And Diesel, did you see this? I know you didn't.
I did see it. I didn't watch NXT last week because I was on a trip, but I did watch reviews on YouTube and stuff like that, so I did see her tank.
So, thoughts?
Thoughts were... Like, see, I only saw still pictures, so I didn't actually see her, like, did it, like, she ride out on the tank?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think it's pretty cool. It's like,
it's freaking great.
She's a mini Rusev.
I freaking love Shotzi Blackheart, and the tank is awesome. I love everything about it. Everything about it. Shotzi is an up-and-coming star in NXT, and I can't wait to see them just push her to the moon. And apparently Triple H thinks she's great as well, so.
That's why I let her use his tank.
Damn right. All right. Well, let's move on to the second question from the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. That is, best vehicle used to make an entrance in wrestling? It's got to be Rusev's tank, right?
I was going to say Guerrero's lowriders.
Oh, those were also really good. But
and every week he had a different one. That's what's kind of made it cool. Like I don't know where he got them all.
I think they just rented them, obviously, from whatever town they were in.
But, like, I don't know, but that's still cool. Like, the...
Oh, no, it's badass.
Like, and he had some really, really cool ones. And sometimes they got destroyed.
We lie. We cheat. We steal.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Eddie Guerrero lowriders.
I mean, I have to go with Rusev's tank. It was one of the coolest things ever. It was an actual tank.
It was an actual tank. It was pretty cool.
And, I mean, also, close second, I loved when John Cena came out in the gangster mobile.
Yeah, and CM Punk was...
one of the gangsters.
Yep. What about... not a classic. Undertaker's motorcycle.
Oh, the American Badass. The highly, highly underrated American Badass gimmick.
Or Sheriff Stone Cold Steve Austin's four-wheeler. That was another good time.
Oh, the friggin' four-wheeler. That thing was just ridiculous. I swear
he stole it.
I know. I swore he was going to kill someone with that thing as well.
That, I thought he was going to kill himself. Tip that thing over.
No, I thought someone was going to die for sure when they had that four-wheeler out there every week.
Or actually, the answer is James Storm's cooler.
Yeah, it's a rideable beer cooler.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Right there. That is the perfect answer. All right. Let's think. Oh, you got something else?
Nope.
Okay.
I was laughing.
Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. They're at Good Bad Wrestle. Check them out each and every Friday, only on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. We're moving on to Legendary Metal. Who is at Metal underscore 2006. And we always love when you ask questions. Thanks, Metal. First one is, what is the best kind of cheese?
I've said it on the show before. My favorite cheese is buffalo cheddar that I get at the deli at the Pick and Save. But recently...
Why'd you say Pick and Save so weird right there?
Because I like to say Pick and Save. I don't know.
That's really weird.
Also, I got at the Pick and Save. I got a wheel of ghost pepper Colby Jack, which is also really good, and it's really spicy, and I like it a lot, because not I like things that are spicy, but I like it better when they have flavor, too. This cheese has really good flavor, and has perfect amount of heat. Ghost pepper Colby Jack cheese.
I'm just going to go with the classic. It's Pepper Jack. It's just so, so useful. Don't get me wrong, I love the spicier cheeses as well. But Pepper Jack, you can use it just on so many different things. And you can use it to cook for just about anyone. Because it's got just enough spice that it, you know, adds something to whatever you're cooking it with. But it's not spicy or so spicy that people are going to be like, oh my God, I can't eat this. So Pepper Jack cheese has to be the answer right there.
Man, I do love Pepper Jack cheese. That's what I get on my subs at Subway.
I mean, I get Pepper Jack cheese on most all of my like burgers and things like that as well.
So I was at the South Haven Brew Pub.
Nice. Good choice. All right. Second question from Metal is, what would a guy have to do to get a signed photo of Zeus? He is my hero. Oh, we have to talk to Zeus's agent, and that is far above my pay grade. I'm not nearly good enough to be that dog's agent.
Yeah, that'd be Allison probably.
Yeah, it'd be an Allison question. And maybe when we get some t-shirts, maybe they'll be included. With maybe everyone will get a signed photo of Zeus with it for a limited time offer. Who knows? Maybe. That's a good promotion. Who knows? Third and final question from Metal. What kind of shirts are better from Pro Wrestling Tees? The Hanes ones or the soft style?
I usually go with the Hanes ones.
The Hanes ones are a little cheaper, but I love the soft style. It's just such a nice feeling. That's what the Ricky the Steamboat one is that you have.
Okay, then maybe that's... I don't know. Most of them that I have... either got as gifts or they came in the crates. So in the crates, you don't get to decide. They just give you shirts.
You get one of each usually. One of them is the normal style and one of them is usually the soft style in the crates.
So I guess I didn't really know which was which. So I do like the Ricky Steamboat shirt. So yeah.
So
I'll go with the soft style then. You convinced me.
What can I say? I'm a master convincer. But yes, I definitely go with the soft style ones. Let us thank, though, Legendary Metal, who is at metal_2006 for all three of those great questions. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, and I'll talk to Zeus's agent, see what we can do for you. All right, buddy, because you're such a great high flyer. We're moving on, though. Next, we go to Mike, who is at Rio Entry. And Mike's question is, if Raw couldn't be shown for any reason, technical difficulties, travel ban, etc. I'm going to blame that all on your autocorrect. What should the WWE show instead? I'm sure that USA Network would want some kind of programming for how much they're paying. What would they show? And would you watch it if it wasn't Raw?
Well, since this kind of already happened a couple months ago on SmackDown, I'm just assuming they call up all their NXT talent, if possible. Like, I know on this week, it was like a big snowstorm, and they're in Jeopardy. But I mean, all right, let's say, like, they have to shut down. The state shut down wherever they're at. They cannot do
Raw. Yeah, I was just going to say, for the sake of argument, they can't do Raw, no matter what.
That is a good question. It would work out, like, because they did have to do this one time, and it was actually the night after a pay-per-view. It was actually the night after Royal Rumble, so they played the Royal Rumble match on TV, and, like, they gave away pay-per-view stuff for free. That works out really well if it's, like, the night after a pay-per-view. So, like, in that situation, that's what I do. Other than that, really, all you can do is do, like, video packages, maybe play a network show, maybe play a repeat of NXT or last week's episode of Raw or something like that. There's not really much you can do when it's, like, that short of notice, too. So
they'd show the Miz and Mrs.
Maybe.
That's 100% what they would do.
I wouldn't probably tune in.
I would not tune in either. I mean, I don't watch it live anyways, so.
Well, I wouldn't, like, go out of my way to watch it on Hulu then either, like, especially if I knew, like, they didn't do anything. Like, for instance, the NXT, like, year-end award show, didn't watch it. I saw all that already.
Yeah, it's true. And it's hard to watch things, but then again, spoilers don't bother me. It's just certain things where I'm just like, nah, I don't need to watch that.
I've already seen it.
Yeah.
I can do something better with my time than watch something I've already seen. I mean, like, it's weird because when it comes to movies and stuff like that.
Oh, I rewatch movies constantly.
Or, like, your favorite matches. But when it comes to, like, something like that, like, it just happened this year. And, like, you know, it's weird. It's a weird psychological thing that I go through.
Yeah. All right. Let us thank, though, Mike, who is at Rio Entry, for that great question. Oops, looks like we're going back to MGB Graham. Who's at MGB Graham? Because there was a second question. And it was, favorite characters from He-Man. You can have one heel and one face character each.
I haven't really watched much of He-Man, but I do know that Skeletor was the villain.
Skeletor is the best.
And it's also the Mrs. Mom. Oh. His dad is
Mr. Potato.
That too. And his mom is Skeletor. So, I mean, I guess the only other one I know is He-Man. So, I guess I'm going He-Man and Skeletor.
He-Man and Skeletor. That's good. Those are both good answers. I was never a big He-Man guy either. Graham, you found, like, the one, like, cartoon that I never really got into. And I'm trying to think of what, it was Battle Cat that he turned into. But I can't remember what his, like, the giant cat's name was when he was just Prince Adam. It was like Scaredy Cat or Scabbers. It was something stupid. And then isn't this where Oiko, the stupid wizard, is too? He's really annoying. I'm going to go with Skeletor. Skeletor for both answers. He's both a heel and a face. And my favorite He-Man stuff is all from Robot Chicken. So, that's hilarious.
Or the knockoff and Kablam.
Oh, that's also quite funny. All right, well, that was Graham's other question that I forgot to ask earlier. Follow him on Twitter at MGBGraham. We're going to keep going, though. Next, we are hitting up. Let's go with Motivated and Confident Mags. Who is that? Dej Kirkby. Question is, pick the XFL 2020 champions. I'm taking the Seattle Dragons because that's the team I'm rooting for.
This is a good question because nobody knows anything about these teams. So I'm rooting for Dallas. I don't remember what their name is. Outlaws?
The Outlaws.
I'm rooting for the Dallas Outlaws.
Weren't they the Roughnecks before? Or is there a Roughnecks team as well?
I think there might be a Roughnecks team still.
I think there is.
But I'm pretty sure Dallas are the Outlaws.
Yeah, they're definitely the Outlaws or the Renegades. Are they the Renegades?
I don't know. I'm rooting for Dallas.
I'm rooting for the Dragons, and that's Seattle.
I don't know why. I want Dallas. I just want Dallas. It's weird. It's a weird
thing. I like Dragons, man.
It's a weird thing. They're blue. So, I mean, I just...
I'm blue, I'm a dia. All right, let's thank Motivated and Confident Mags. He's at Dej Kirkby. You, of course, check out the 5 Rounds pod and the Why We Watch pod on the Visionaries Wrestling Network on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, respectively, and the Mount Rushmore pod on Thursdays on thechairshot.com. Let's keep going, though. We're going to the Why We Watch pod. Who was at Why We Watch Pod? And the question is, what was your dream job when you were a child?
Well, it depends on, like, what age. Because, like, when I was really young, I wanted to be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Like, I have, like, first and second grade, whenever we had to write, like, a story about ourselves, like, our future and stuff like that, I was always the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Like, my parents even bought me this book where, like, the characters, like, there's a blank spot where his face is, and in the back of the book, you put your
picture. It's a mirror? Oh.
And you put your picture in there. So, like, every page you turn, your picture is on this player, and he saved the day. He beat the Chicago Bears. I just found it when I was cleaning out my room the other day. It's awesome, actually. I forgot I had that book. I was reading it, I'm like, this is pretty cool. But then, and when I started getting into wrestling, I wanted to be a wrestler. I wanted to be the next Stone Cold Steve Austin. I really did. And like, I wanted to be like, he'd hand me the torch and be like, you're Stone Cold Diesel now.
You didn't call yourself Diesel as a kid.
I know, but I'm just saying that would have been really cool. Like, just stunning people, giving them the finger, and like, doing all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, then. I don't know. And then once I got to like high school and stuff like that, it's like I didn't know what I wanted to do. Still don't really know what I want to do. But at least I got a real job now.
You got a job. That's all that matters.
It happened today.
It did. And day of recording. He got himself a new job. My dream jobs as a kid. I really wanted to be a pro hockey player when I was real young, when I played hockey, because that was one of the first sports I played. But after that, I really wanted to be a famous actor, and that's about it. The only two things I ever really wanted to be. I mean, it would have been fun to be a pro athlete, but I was never really... I was always decent in sports besides hockey, but after that, I wasn't great. So, you know, I want to be a famous actor. Still want to do that. It'd be great. I'd be quite good at it. So, you can hire me. I know you famous people are listening to this podcast. I'm available. Hit me up. All right, let's think. Who asked that question? The Why We Watch Pod. And they're at Why We Watch Pod. And you can listen to that wonderful podcast each and every Wednesday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. We're going to keep going. Next high flyer is RJ Krasinski. And he's at Ringsider Rant. Yep, Ringsider Rant _ RJ. The question is, do you think that WWE will screw up the character of Killer Cross?
I mean, of course they will. It's the WWE. What character that was already formulated outside of the company that has come into the company that they have, like, carried over and made successful in the way they were successful before? I'm waiting. Nobody.
AJ Styles.
But AJ Styles...
What?
AJ Styles is different, though. He's not the AJ Styles that he used to be. Like, he's not even the same AJ Styles he was in New Japan. And AJ Styles is AJ Styles. But, like, I'm talking about, like, a character like the broken, not woken Matt Hardy, you know? Like, stuff like that. Like, Killer Cross is, like, a certain kind of type of character And they bring him in. They think that it's going to be all cool. And then they just give up on him. Like, for instance, EC3. They should have went back to his old name. And not have been Ethan Carter III. Because it makes no sense in WWE, for one.
It really doesn't.
And for two, like, they just gave up on him. And he's actually a really good wrestler. So,
and Diesel's really not, good, and Diesel's not salty about it at all.
Not at all.
Do I think they're going to screw up Killer Cross? It depends. He goes to NXT and they let him build himself there? No. If he comes right up to the main roster? Yup.
I mean, all the reports that I heard, this was like over a month ago, he was going straight to the main roster.
Yeah, I heard a lot of reports he's going to SmackDown and Scarlett Bordeaux might be joining him.
Well, she's already signed with the WWE, so that would be, no, I'm just saying that'd be like more, that'd be likely. But I'd like to see her be in NXT too.
I would like them both to be in NXT. I think it'd be a lot more fun, and they would add a lot to the Wednesday night product.
Mike Kanellis, he went straight to the main roster.
Didn't go well.
Did not go well.
Did not. All right. Well, let us think. RJ Krasinski, who is at ringsiderrant_RJ. And we're moving on to our final high flyer. Because this week we're a little lighter on questions. And this is not going to be normal. But our final high flyer this week is our Hawaiian shirt wearing friend, Tom. And he is, you know, I think he did get a Twitter. I can't remember. I think it's High Five Tom.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and then five is the number five.
It's still too new for us to remember.
Still too new. I don't know it by heart yet.
I was very shocked to see that when he added me.
Yep. All right, though. So, Hawaiian shirt wearing friend Tom. You see a man in a Hawaiian shirt and a visor at a local Midwestern pro wrestling show? It's probably Tom. Have a chat with him. Buy him a beer. He's a really cool guy, and he knows his wrestling. All right, though. Tom's question is, back to a little wrestling this week. Just been pondering with Luke Harper, a.k.a. Brody Lee, rumored to be signing with AEW soon, and so many former WWE stars that have already moved to AEW, who will be the first person to move to the E from AEW?
That is a really good question.
I actually like that question.
Something that I really haven't like put much thought into, because I've been thinking more about who's going to leave the WWE and go over to AEW. So that is actually a really solid question, Tom. I like it. My first thought was, it's a weird one. It's not a really weird one, but like, he's a young guy, and I could see him, like, I don't know how long his contract is, but like, Sammy Guevara.
Really?
I could see him being a big star in NXT. Like, if they do that, like, tournament that they did, like, in 2019, that was won by He Who Shall Be Renamed, whatever.
He's ACH now.
Yeah. But anyways, he previously and is now
ACH. Previously and is now. We just won't talk about that little.
If they do that tournament again, I could see him being in that tournament and winning it. Like, he seems like
rising stars.
Yeah, he seems like a great fit for NXT. And I mean, I don't think that he'd want to leave AEW, but I wouldn't be shocked if he did. And you saw him in the WWE.
Huh. I had not thought of that one at all. For the one that popped into my head right away. And I don't really know why, and I haven't seen much from him yet, because he just recently, you know, started being on TV. But I could see Wardlow coming to the WWE. You know, WWE loves their bigger powerhouses, and from what I've read about him, he seems to have a lot of charisma as well, and is a legitimate badass. So I could see WWE loving that guy and, you know, backing up a truck of money to him.
Especially with them signing Brian Cage, who's basically, like, better powerhouse.
Yeah,
they haven't really seen much from Wardlow because he's just been the like muscle for
MJF. Yeah.
But Brian Cage is definitely going to be the one that draws the money.
Yep, yeah, definitely is. So I could definitely see them
like taking him for granted.
Is that yep, right? And letting him go off to the WWE and him kind of, you know, giving the middle finger to AEW.
I like that one. It's a good one.
Yeah, just popped into my head right away. I'm pretty smart sometimes.
More than sometimes. I'll give you credit.
Wow. He's in such a good mood. He's even being nice tonight. Fun night. Fun night, folks. All right. Let's thank Tom. He's our Hawaiian shirt wearing friend. He rocks a visor. He goes to a lot of pro wrestling events. Buy him a beer. Talk to him. Really, Ace's dude. But that will wrap up the Mystery Brain Buster of the week for episode 136. Almost screwed up there, Channing. I saw you drinking from your soda pop right there, not paying attention to what I was saying. Good job on the button. All right, as always, we thank you all so, so much for sending your questions in. Please keep sending your questions in. I know it's a little lighter this week. We might have been a little quicker than we usually are this week on our answers. You know what? Next week, we're going to be back to even a crazier form. We're going to go higher and crazier next week. You just don't even know. So keep sending those questions in. Hit me up on Twitter with them at @ViewFromTopRope. Hit Diesel up with those questions on Twitter at
Diesel_VFTR.
Or just respond to the wonderful Twitter posts I put out each and every week. You respond there, you get featured on the show. It's how it works. Let's now, though, go to our final segment. And as always, that song means it's time for final thoughts. Diesel, what you got going on this week? You busy, busy man.
Always busy on the weekends. So, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to dinner with Emily and her dad and her stepmom. You know, I don't know where we're going yet, but hopefully it's Culver's. That'd be awesome. Because I know that he really enjoys Culver's. So I would not be bad about that.
Hopefully it's Culver's.
If we go to Culver's, I'll buy. I love Culver's. Then Friday night, hanging out. Think we're going to her sister's because Emily's nephew really misses us. And he was crying the other day ago because he thought that we were going to be there when he got home from daycare. And we weren't. And that makes me feel bad because he's awesome. I love that little guy. And then Saturday, her sister, same sister, is going to Kalahari with her husband and her kid. And so we have the dog sit. So we get to play house for a whole day. And it was fun playing house the last time. So twice is always nice. then we have other plans to, like, it's like Winterfest downtown Madison at the Union. And you can walk out on Lake Mendota and, like, take pictures.
Are you going to be able to do that with how warm it's been?
That's what I said, but she said it's all good. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't want to fall through the ice. I'm like, if I fall through the ice, I'm like, I'm going to be really mad at you from the grave. So I'm going to die.
You're not going to die.
I'm not very buoyant in warm water, Chad. Cold water, I'm going to sink right to the bottom.
You'll be fine.
Supposed to have, like, ice statues up there, too. So, like, yeah, we're going to take a picture. Be a Facebook profile pic. Sunday, we're just kind of... She said something about doing something on Sunday. I don't know. We're always so busy that I'm just like, sure, let's do it. I don't remember what we're doing exactly. I'm busy. Busy, busy man.
Busy, busy be you, Diesel. For my final thoughts, I don't got nothing going on. I got a haircut next week. I'm excited for that because my hair is getting really long. It's driving me nuts. Besides that, just my normal shtick. Just doing my normal things. I'm not a busy, busy bee like Diesel because I'm just making money right now trying to save up for a wedding. That's what I do. Save up a bunch of money and hang out with my wonderful fiance, Allison. So, that's all I got. Diesel, social media stuff so we can get on out of here.
Follow Chad on Twitter. @ViewFromTopRope. Follow me on Twitter @Diesel_VFTR. AViewFromTopRope@gmail.com is our email address. You can follow us by searching for View From The Top Rope Official on Facebook and Instagram. We're at View From The Top Rope on YouTube. You can follow all the Visionaries Wrestling Network stuff, like, for instance, the Twitter, which is @VizWrestlingNet. Visionaries Wrestling Network on Facebook. And send your podcasts to visionarieswrestlingnetwork@gmail.com. And for limited time only, I won't even listen to them. You're added to the network. That's up. You lost. Sorry. I'll listen to them. We'll see if you're good enough, which you are. We already know this. It's a thing now. But.
Is that all you got?
No, I'm going to go with all the ways you can listen to
the Oh, you just gave me a weird look when you said that, so I thought you were waiting for me to say something.
I just looked over at you.
Well, it was a weird look. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
Well, grazie. I am lost with what I was doing. Okay, now let's listen. All the places you can listen to the Visionaries Wrestling Network, which is Google Play, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podknife, Podable, many more.
So many others. We thank you all so very, very much, as always, for tuning into this wonderful, fun, frivolous insanity that we call a podcast. And please keep tuning in. Make sure you're liking, commenting, sharing, and subscribing, and listening to all the wonderful podcasts in the Visionaries Wrestling Network. But as always, I have been Chad. He has been Diesel. Zeus has been hanging out. And we've been here in Zeus's treehouse. But as always, remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.